You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means it's time for the commentary of Dr. Archie MacDonald. Today, he tips his hat to the legacy of President John F. Kennedy.
Next Tuesday is the 95th anniversary of the birth of President John F. Kennedy, 35th President of the United States. Although Kennedy held that post only about 1,000 days, youngsters not yet among us when he served continue to regard him highly, even judge him among our most influential presidents. This came home to me one Sunday evening last January when Judy and I attended an interracial, interdenominational memorial service in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. About 100 folks attended. 10 in the congregation were white. The crowded pulpit must have hosted 20 or more ministers, at least 5 of them white. Many had prayer or introductory duties in the service, and the Reverend Wesley Benton delivered a powerful message based on Dr. King's book, Why We Can't Wait. Small, doll-like figures, maybe 10 inches tall, displayed on a table beside the pulpit, captured my attention. When the service ended, I examined them closely. Dr. King in formal gown with stole, Dr. King and Mrs. Coretta Scott King in wedding attire, Dr. King kneeling in prayer, and Dr. King shaking hands with President Kennedy. A few years ago, that same church had fans, what we used to call funeral parlor fans, that featured photos of Kennedy, his brother Robert, and Dr. King, all martyred by assassins Oswald, Sirhan, and Ray, and all great losses to those particular fanners and to us. But why Kennedy? Why wasn't President Lyndon Johnson represented? Johnson presided over passage of public accommodations and voting rights acts in 1964 and 1965, and I don't believe any other president could have succeeded then in that achievement. Johnson, more than either Kennedy, understood the pain of poverty, the longing to be accepted, to be somebody. But there were no icons or images of LBJ in that church. Kennedy and King shared the American stage in the first part of the 1960s. They didn't particularly like each other or even cooperate very much. But Kennedy did embrace equality. He proclaimed it a goal of the American conscience. And his tragic death made it possible for Johnson to move a reluctant Congress because Johnson knew America could not wait for equality much longer. Kennedy did a lot of that. He called for a better America. Like Dr. King, he got to the mountaintop, and then others had to lead. I wish I could shake Kennedy's hand, too, and say thank you for reminding us of the better angels of our nature.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. His commentaries air every Friday at 7:35, and you can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on Commentary at the bottom of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is supported by listeners who become members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.